que van a otra yo otra aquí me iba a estar para mí y que van cuando me hago es que te hacen tu chiste esto tenía te sienten te ganan te así que has visto bastante usted que como que te sienten no le voy a comer ni que me hago es en esto ni después de comer ni que y usted me va a decir que te ha puesto como han esto ande ni que usted con hace más bueno para usted, yo lo tomo más que toma 20 y sin ningún día no sé.
And those that were elder of Attawapiskat, Mr. George Carpenter. He is over 99 years old. He will be 100 years old December 1993. The beginning of the recording, when our elders begin to speak very weakly, he understood what I asked about waterfowl harvesting, but he did not understand exactly what I want to hear or what I want him to say. But he did say, as a young person, when you begin to be aware about the existence of snookies, he said there were very few. That would be about 95 years ago. Or could have been 1885, thereabouts, 1895. So he said, certainly people respect waterfowl because it is their food. And they knew all the rules, and I knew all the rules, how to respect the snow geese and other waterfowl. We did have the system of all the rules of hunting these migratory birds. We also know I also remember, as a young person, there were very few geese, even in the springtime. There were times when hunters would spend all day in their goose blind and would return home without any success. And it has been like that for some years. It is only today that we see a plenty of Canada geese, and it is only recently that we have plenty of snow geese also. When they became plentiful, there was the change of respect of these waterfowl began to take place, especially today. That is the summary of his statement about the question of waterfall and traditional harvesting practice, which is what this project is all about. That is a translation of it, roughly. And the elder kept reminding me that he can't speak very long and he's getting too short-winded, and he didn't want to mention about other parts of respect of wild animals in terms of the cultural, spiritual belief and practice, because he's devoted Catholic and a Christian believer. Thank you. This is Louis Burke.